This is a free download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
We're recording it now, Matt, so don't move that.
What are you doing?
Don't move that.
Okay.
Sit down.
You should have moved the microphone into the place before we started recording.
I'll just have to talk up.
So unprofessional. Does he even work here?
I'm not sure.
Put your headphones on, Matthew.
Have you got the script, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you can do the first couple of bits. Go.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
No, there are bits in brackets, mate.
To read them.
Can't touch this. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh. Can't touch this. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh. Break it down. Ooh, 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 ooh.
No, that's the wrong tune.
You're
messing up.
How does it feel, Kelly, to hear the words that you've spent so much time copying and pasting from the internet being ruined by this plum?
It feels awful.
Welcome to the podcast, by the way. Try again. Go.
Can't touch this. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Can't touch this. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Break it down. Oh, 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 oh.
Just skip to the next bit, mate. It's embarrassing.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
No, not the next bit after that.
Capitals.
Stop.
Say it like you mean it.
Stop. Podcast time. Start the podcast.
Fine. Ooh, 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 don't worry. It
actually was. Oh, oh, you know that bit.
I thought it was. Oh.
It wasn't clear. It's not clear there, is it, in the script?
Here's not clear. Here's the first clip. Djokovic is a Jeet.
I beg your pardon?
Djokovic is a Jeet.
Why are you saying that?
Well, because his name begins with a J, and so I'm using the word cheat with a J. Djokovic is a Jeet.
How do you...
Do you watch this? Do you see this, Kels, the tennis?
No.
Neither did I.
Nor did I.
But Djokovic...
I know what she was wearing, though.
Who's clanking?
Sorry.
Hey, no clanking, mate. Hey! Djokovic is a Jeet.
Why are you saying this?
Because he cheated.
In what way?
During the Genis. He cheated during the Genis. Djokovic. He cheated.
What did he do?
He pretended that he'd hurt his jankle. You like that? He pretended that he'd hurt his jankle.
To what end?
To the end. It's all tennis isn't about... Are you for real?
Yeah.
Tennis isn't about...
A Jew for Jill?
A Jew for Jill? We've got to be careful because we're going to end up saying something really rude. It's going to be weak ankles all over again. Seriously, are you for real? But don't give me the... it's a question. Are you for real?
Explain yourself.
Tennis isn't about actually playing tennis. Adore. Everybody...
Well, I know it's about grunting.
No, everybody knows that tennis... It's
and flashing your knickers.
Yes, tennis is about... yeah, and...
There's no more fanning.
But... It's also about the mind.
Right,
it's primarily about... I could probably beat an average to good tennis player by using my mind control techniques, hypnosis, psychology, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Try a racket.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? That's not important.
I think it is.
It's out-psyching the other guy.
Go on. So, he hurt his ankle. Surely Murray thinks, yeah, I can have him for that.
No, he didn't, because Andy Murray, he's pumped
up. I'm going
to
get my racket and I'm going to beat him and he's got a sore ankle and I'm going to take him down.
I don't think you're taking this seriously, mate.
What gives you that impression?
Andy Murray, do you want to learn? Do you want to learn something or not?
Not.
Kelly, do you want to learn something?
Yes, please.
Thank you, right? Andy Murray was at his peak. Now, we know he's got a temper. We know that if he serves two double faults, that's it. Game over, right? He was at his peak. Djokovic was worried. Don't work on that one. He was worried. Okay, so Djokovic is going. Oh my, this is not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
You're doing a voice.
He goes up to his coach. This is not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Coach, what do I do? And the coach says to him, "Do the ankle ploy." So he goes, "Oh, are you sure?" "Yes, I'm sure." Why have we got the same voice? I can only do one voice. So he does the ankle ploy. So he's playing, and he goes. Oh, my ankle! I hurt my ankle!
A camp?
Well, he's got, it's all mind control. Oh, my ankle! I don't think I can play no more tennis!
No, he's Mexican.
And so Andy Murray just lowers his guard. He thinks, oh, Djokovic, we used to be friends. We're not so close
now.
No,
he doesn't. He thinks... You've got to do the voice of both.
Oh, used to be...
Go on.
I'm Andy Murray, and I used to be friends with Djokovic, and now he's hurt his ankle, and no, I don't like him anymore.
Oh, he's become a beetle.
No, I don't like him anymore. I'm still worried about his leg.
Gallagher.
So I'm going to lower my guard a little bit.
Now, the last...
Me.
Sorry?
It went,
anyway,
Beatles, Gallagher,
the,
me.
The, no. Mate, listen, I'm trying to teach you something here.
Yeah, so teach it.
I'm teaching it.
Get it taught.
Right, I'm trying to teach it. And I'm also trying to find the women doing the grunting noises at the same time. So it's tricky, right. So, and also, this is going on in court number two. Mm-hmm. So this is putting him off because Andy's getting a bit of a... He's getting excited. He's thinking, whoa, lady tennis. Anyway... So Djokovic fakes a knee injury, ankle injury. Murray lets his guard down. Djokovic's ankle is fine. He goes on to win the tennis, and then they both go around to meet these two women.
I think that's a flawed logic.
Où est la flor?
Don les accents.
Sur la table.
What?
Yeah, exactly. It's on the table, the floor.
Eh?
You see why I didn't do very well at French.
Mm.
Basically, Djokovic is a cheat.
A cheat.
Thank you. And everyone would agree with me.
I don't.
They should get me on the sports show, those two
Murray's
fellas.
Murray's missus is now wearing parental advisory T-shirts.
No one tweeted that, though, did they? Never saw it.
08459-455-555. Two things. First of all, I'm right about the cheating. Secondly, give us some of your T-shirt bands. Good morning, Matthew.
Do you know, you're the greatest bloke on earth, but sometimes you talk a lot of crap.
Sometimes?
Well... Most of the time.
Exactly.
Calm down.
You said about... You played Fleetwood Mac this morning. Oh, well.
Calm down.
And you were on about... You were on about people on drugs.
Yes, yes, Matt.
I think maybe you should
start doing some drugs.
No.
You know who was the lead singer in Fleetwood Mac on that record? Did you know who the lead singer was?
Calm down.
No, do you know who the lead singer was?
Yes, I do.
The greatest drug man ever.
The greatest drug man ever.
Sounds like he had a sash.
Peter Green.
Calm down. Hey, Matty Bum Bum. Calm down.
Sweet sugar dumpling.
Calm down.
Hey, Fatty Bum Bum.
Calm down.
Let me tell you something.
Calm down.
No, not because you're so big and fat. Don't believe I'm afraid of that. Self-praise is no recommendation. I'm looking for creation.
Hey, Matty Bum Bum, calm down. Sweet sugar dumpling, calm down. Hey, Matty Bum Bum, calm down. Let me tell you something, calm down.
You made a look like mouse on a $1 bread. I wouldn't stop trying till I drop down dead. Never let your big size fool you. The cooler day up you cool you.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Did I look like a mouse on a $1 bread? I wouldn't stop trying till I drop down dead. Never let your big size fool you. The cooler day you'll be cool you. Hey, Fatty Boom Boom.
Calm down.
Sweet sugar dumpling.
Calm down.
Hey, Fatty Boom Boom.
Calm down.
Let me tell you something.
Calm down.
Seem not because you're so big and fat. Don't believe I'm afraid of that. Self-praise is no recommendation. I'm the king from creation.
All together now.
Hey, Matty Bum Bum.
Calm down.
Sweet sugar dumpling.
Calm down.
Hey, Matty Bum Bum.
Calm down. Let me tell you something.
Can I finish what I was going to say?
Are you still there, Grumps? Yeah, go on.
Can I finish what I was going to say?
You still there, Grumps? Yeah, go on.
You started rock knocking.
Don't. If, hey, listen. If the caravan's rocking, don't you come a knocking.
You were knocking
I was rocking, and you were knocking. And there is a sign up that says, if this caravan is rocking, do not come a knocking. What are you knocking for? It better be important.
You said Djokovic cheated yesterday.
It better be important. This caravan was rocking till you started knocking. And you know what the rocking means?
You said...
It means don't come knocking, and it's exactly what you've done.
Who's knocking?
Matt's knocking, and I'm rocking in my caravan.
It's admittedly, important.
Admittedly, I'm on my own.
Can I finish, please?
I wish you would. I wish I could, but you kept knocking.
Carry on with what I was going to say, please. Would you please shut up and listen? Djokovic is the greatest player ever lived. You don't know anything about sports. I don't know why you talk about sports, because you don't even do any sport. Good night.
Hey, guys, if you're a regular Sick Note, then this bit's for you.
What are you looking at me for?
Just because you've got
something on your face.
What are you doing in today, Kath?
Oh.
I just wonder why you're in today.
Disappointed.
I just wonder why you're in today.
Doing this.
Okay, because it's National Sickie Day today. And you, as we all know, Kath is Sick Note.
Yeah.
Are you surprised to see her today, Kath?
I am, actually.
I'm not Sick Note. I'm actually driven to... my bed regularly by working on this programme.
Today is National Sickie Day, the most likely day of the year for people to cry off work. The first Monday in February has traditionally seen a spike in the number of employees phoning in sick. The reasons vary. Nearly 2 out of 5 questions said they wanted to avoid battling into work through cold and miserable weather. Next came not feeling very well. Third was a hangover with dry January over.
What?
Other reasons were just needing a lie-in. And being a lazy northerner called Catherine.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Wow. A low belly punch right at the end when I wasn't expecting it. So if you want to give us a call with your Sick Note voice, 08459 455 555, we can all do
greatest
one.
Greatest drug man ever.
Sorry?
We can all do one.
We can all do one.
Go on, do yours.
Listen, I'm just not feeling very well. I
thought that was your sexy voice.
Listen, I really like you, and I was just wondering if you could take your trousers off. Madam.
Okay, now apply the sick voice.
Not feeling very well. I'm losing my voice a little bit. So I'm probably not going to be able to come in today.
I knew it.
So? You do yours then. Oh, hey, it's Kath. I don't fancy coming in today. I'm at home with the kids having a bit of scran.
I never do a sick voice, it's always real. I'm really not feeling very well. I think it's best if I stay away
that's
for everyone
poo,
else.
That's your poo voice. Give me your sick voice.
Okay, here it comes. Oh, I've really not been very well. I think it's best if I stay off.
The greatest drug man ever.
I've had a tweet from Scott. If I can read this one out.
Can you, though?
I want to hear Scoinsy's poo voice and Bets.
Go on, let's hear it.
So I'm not well, is this the thing?
Yeah. You've got to ring in and say, come in.
Hi, Kath. I'm not feeling too good today.
Because you're constipated.
I've really come down with something.
What is it?
It really hurts.
What is it?
It's not very well.
Is Ian, by the way, not Kath?
Oh, you sound the same. Say the same things.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just not feeling too good.
Oh, no, you're getting back into your normal voice.
Yeah.
Stay in character.
Sorry, Bex, I don't believe you. Come
Hang
in
on.
Or you're fired.
1, 2, 3, and scene.
I'm just not feeling too good, to be honest.
Phone me up and do it properly. Phone up and do it properly. If we're going to do this, we're going to do this properly. Your wish is our command, dear listener. Oh, Kelly's on the line. Morning, Kelly.
Morning.
You're right, love. What's wrong?
I'm not feeling too good, Ian. I don't think I'm going to come in.
That's too similar to a normal voice. Can you not make it a bit more sick?
Not feeling too good.
We're not throwing up.
Oh, I'm just not feeling very well.
Pretend you're doing a really... You need a poo.
I'm really not feeling very well.
That's it!
Bingo.
What's wrong with you, Kels?
I need a poo.
A survey came out this week saying sunshine makes us happy first thing in the morning. I asked regular Mona to the show, Peter in Walmer Green, what makes him happy.
I smile at the chaps I play bowls with.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Do they smile back?
Oh, no, not at all, not at
so
all.
So the thing that makes you smile first thing in the morning, Peter, is other men bending over playing with their balls.
Absolutely. Now then, now then, the story of the...
Carry on, Peter. He's being a child.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like DC. It's like BBC.
Except not as good. Not as mature.
That was good on that.
Go on, Matt. You can do this bit. Reporter Justin Dealey. Ha 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 ha. He's not here. Sorry.
Didn't say that.
It always makes me laugh to call him that.
Start again properly.
Right.
Read it like you mean it.
Read it like
these are your
right.
words.
I can hear, right? Right. Jealousy. Jealousy's coming through. Try and be a bit more...
Well, he's not here, is he? And he's got a mention in the podcast. What's going on?
There you go.
I'm in to fill for him and you've given him a mention.
Okay.
I mean, where's my name in any of this script?
Well, wait and see.
Reporter Justin Dealey. Ha, 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 ha. Sorry, it makes me laugh to call him that. Justin normally takes it to the streets. This week he took it to the beach. He's trying to track down Carl Malcolm. Off Hey Fatty Fum...
Hey Fatty Fum Fum.
Sing it.
Hey Fatty Bum Bum Fame.
But sing the whole song.
I only know Hey Fatty Bum Bum. That's all I know.
Okay. Here's the audio.
This, my friends, is the sound of the Caribbean, known for its rum and beautiful beaches, and, of course, legendary reggae stars such as Carl Malcolm of Hey Fatty Boom Boom fame. We're here to track him down. Let's take it to the beach. How are you, Charlie? Oh! Charlie, have you seen him yet?
Not yet.
Are you asking questions for me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So should we maybe catch up tomorrow?
I don't know, but I think he's in Jamaica, man.
So the wrong island?
The wrong island.
I'm upset about that.
Yeah, he in the wrong island.
Charlie, I love you. Thank you so much. Respect, yeah?
Safe and secure, man. maximum respect.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Maximum respect.
Now, Fabian, you've got a monkey on your shoulder. Can we have the name of the monkey?
Marley.
And you reckon this monkey is famous?
Yes.
Why is he famous?
It was Simon Cole.
Oh. This picture with Simon Cowell.
This is the only house monkey you're going to find on the beach. He lives in a house, yeah. Eats rice, chicken, pie, fish. He won't say the rest.
Okay, I've got a question for you. Does the monkey know where Carl Malcolm is?
No.
Do you know where he is?
No.
Hey, fatty, boom, boom. Sweet sugar.
Dumpling.
How are you, Geezer? Nice boat.
Yeah, it's a good boat.
Lovely boat. Now, have you seen him, Carl Malcolm? Come on, where's Carl Malcolm?
I have no...
He's on that boat somewhere, isn't he?
He gotta be on the boat.
Have you seriously not seen him?
No, I've not seen him. He's gonna be around probably tomorrow. He's gonna be around tomorrow.
He'll be around tomorrow?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so if you're early, you might see him.
Victor, here we are. Beautiful setting. We're taking it to the beach. Carl Malcolm, you think you might know somebody who knows him?
Oh, yeah. Sure I do. When I go back home, I'll check. And I'll certainly find someone that really knows him.
Yeah?
I'm going to try and get hold of him.
And get him down here to the beach for me?
Yeah. See,
oh, you are amazing. What's your memories behind the track, Hey Fatty Bum Bum?
Oh, man, it has so many memories over that year. But it's so long now because it was way back in the 70s, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey Fatty Bum Bum.
Let me tell you something.
The sweet sugar dumpling. Okay, you go and make your phone call.
Yeah.
We'll catch you up soon. Yeah. Back in England, the streets respect me. Let me ask you this, Victor, man to man, the beach. Does this beach respect me?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Well, plenty of beach bands, but sadly information on Carl Malcolm is thin on the ground. Even Cliff Richard didn't know his whereabouts whilst we were sharing a lobster lunch at the weekend. Plenty of fatty bum bums on display on this beach, but sadly not the man himself. Justin Dealey for the Ian Lee Breakfast Show, BBC Three Counties Radio, The Caribbean.
Here's a man talking about what he did with old people at school.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You were talking about seeing the elderly generation in their homes.
Yeah.
And when I was at secondary school, early 90s, we used to have this... Our school got rid of one of the GCSEs and called it STS, which stood for Social Technical Studies.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I love it. That's great. And
it meant that we had to go out in our community and do something worthwhile.
Oh, yeah.
And me and my friend called Paul, we didn't really know what to do, and we just saw it as a bit of a bunk off.
You saw it as a DOS, of course you did.
And have a couple of fags and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was getting closer and closer to the date that we had to submit something. Yeah. So we started knocking on old people's doors. And our game was, if they invited you in and got a cup of tea, we were the winners. And we used to ask them... questions like, oh, we were ever so respectful.
Oh, yeah, it sounds
questions like
the fact that you're using them as a point system. Yeah, go on. What did you ask them?
Do you like milk pudding or shredders? Do you remember the heat wave in the 70s? All stuff like that. And then it came to the day we were supposed to submit all of our data.
Yeah.
And we didn't have anything.
No, so this is surprising. You said a list of people who like milk pudding.
And so we went out and we grabbed as many as we could. And we got them all on stage, because it was all done in this hall all where we submitted all of our
data.
Gosh, this
is getting more and more tasteful.
And we got them to sing a rap that we'd written called The Mangle Rap, based on Mrs. Mangle from Neighbours.
What grade did you get for that, Nick?
Oh, I failed.
See, these days, you film it, you take a load of selfies with them, and you get some sort of award. Don't you? You whack it on YouTube.
That is.
It's a touring production.
I don't understand why they were asking them questions about the 70s and then got them to rap about Mrs.
Listen,
Mangle.
If you're elderly and there's a knock at the door from someone who's asking you about milk pudding, do not let them in.
Last week, I got talking to a dad called Robert Smith. Now, he hasn't seen his kids on his own for a few years. There was a restraining order put against him by the mum of his children. He came on, shared his story with us, and I kind of thought that was the end of that. Until a Mr. Paul Manning got in touch with us on Facebook. What's the Facebook address, Matt?
Facebook.com/BBC3CR.
He had beef with the interview, calling me a coward, and tried to pwn me. Well, I thought, instead of having, you know, like an argument like 15-year-old schoolgirls on Facebook, why don't we have a proper chat about it? Here's how it started.
My beef is Bobby Smith's beef, actually. I've spoken to Bobby since he had his interview with you.
Yeah. I don't want to know. I don't know Bobby's beef because he's not here. What's your problem? Why are you being rude about me on Facebook?
I can't address the situation unless I speak about Bobby.
Well, you can do, but he's not here, Paul. Now you took issue with me on Facebook. What did you take issue with?
Are you going to hear me out, Ian? Because
Paul, listen, we've got to play by rules. But Robert isn't here. You took issue with me on Facebook. I'd like to hear what your issue is.
If you're not going to allow me to speak about Bobby Smith, then I can't answer your question. That's logical, isn't it?
Yeah, but no, it's not logical, Paul, because you had issue on Facebook. The issue was something that you had. Would you like to address that?
Yes, I can, but I can only address that because it concerns what you said to Bobby Smith.
OK, carry on then.
You said the statement to Bobby Smith, and I quote verbatim, you said, there must be a reason given by the courts that you're not allowed to see your kids.
Mm.
Now, as far as I can see, having spoken to Bobby, he...
Paul, I'm going to be really strict on this. Robert isn't here. I only have your word you've spoken to him. You took issue with...
Well, you have to accept my word because Bobby's a small...
I don't have to, Paul. He did go on a little bit, but he finally got to his point.
I just want to say to the great British public out there that of all the cases that go to the family courts, out of 95% of the cases, mum gets the kids. Only 5% of fathers who end up in the family courts actually end up with custody of their children. And I'd like to ask people, why is that so? That if we're supposed to be all equal, mothers and fathers, why is it mothers are getting custody of the children as opposed to the fathers? Now, that's a statistic that doesn't wash with me. And too many fathers are heartbroken, and I'm one of them.
Do you know what, Paul?
Bobby Smith.
Paul.
At not seeing their children.
Paul, I'm going to interrupt now. You've been on the radio. How long has he been on the radio for? 7 minutes? 8 minutes?
I don't know, but you're welcome to cut me off, Ian.
I'm not going to cut you off, Paul. I'm going to go to the travel in a minute. If you want to stick around, you can, but I'm finding it a little bit boring. You've had 8 minutes on the radio, OK? You spent 30 seconds talking about a really important issue. You spent 7.5 minutes arguing semantics and putting down a bloke who used to be on the telly. Do you not see that maybe you got your priorities a little bit wrong?
What have I put down?
Well, you've been rude about me, Paul.
I don't recall being rude about you.
Okay,
I just have an opinion about you, Ian.
And it's a very aggressive opinion.
I'm not an aggressive person. I'm a pacifist at heart.
I don't believe that for a second, Paul, having researched you myself, sir. Now, listen, you've had 8 minutes, 7.5 minutes you've been having a pop at a BBC local radio presenter, 30 seconds...
Well, you're worthy of having a pop-off. a pop-up, aren't you, Ian, really?
You've spent 30 seconds putting forward what should have been the main thrust of your point of view.
The main thrust of my point of view is that you offended a friend of mine.
And where is he? Why is he not? If Robert wants to come on, he's more than welcome.
He'll tell you the same.
OK, fine. Paul, listen, are we done?
We're waiting for you to cut me off, which is what you usually do to people here.
Paul, I'm not going to cut you off. Listen, I'm here until 9 o'clock. Do you want to stick around to the end?
Oh, yeah, I'll stick around.
Do you want to take some phone calls, Paul?
Sure, yes, yeah.
08459 455 555. So he stayed on the line, was a little bit grumpy, but he did take some calls.
I'm only pointing one thing out, and that was your tendency to say that he must have done something.
Didn't say that.
Do you want me to read out exactly?
Yeah, I do, because you're saying I said he must have done something wrong. Read it out again, the quote, please, Paul.
Your quote is, quote, "There must be a reason given by the courts that you're not allowed to see your kids."
So that's not me saying you must have done something wrong.
Yes, it is. There must be a reason.
Paul took to
the English language says must be a reason.
Okay, Paul. Paul took to Facebook to call me a coward, to criticise my credentials as a journalist. Joe's on the line. Morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Am I completely out of order here, Joe?
No, I would say you're not.
Speak to Paul.
Morning, Paul.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, I would... If I heard that question, it's... The way that it's put is not offensive. It's more of an inquisitive nature to get an answer to a question. It's... Well, how do you put it? It's... The context is irrelevant. It's what you're looking for. It's the right answer. You know, rather than me turning around and saying, oh, it's obvious you've done something wrong, he's asked it in an inquisitive way of saying, well, surely there must be a reason, not exactly. Saying that you've done something.
Well put, Joe, because that's exactly what Ian said. There must be a reason given by the courts that you're not allowed. That's a presumption. And I don't like presumptions when we're talking about...
Joe, am I right?
I'll be perfectly honest. I'm in the same situation where I can't see my son. I was at the end of that question, I wouldn't have found it offensive. I'd have thought, well, you know, 9 out of 10 times there could be a reason, but it doesn't say that there is.
If I ask too much, then let me know. Is the reason you can't see your kids, is that because of something that's been ruled in court?
Paul,
I'm not talking to you, mate. I'm talking to Joe.
Paul,
stop it. I'm talking to Joe. Is there a reason why, by the courts, why you can't see your kids?
No, there isn't.
OK. So
now, I could give you a very brief detail in 30 seconds. OK. I did take my partner to court to see my child, but because I didn't have enough money, I couldn't go through with it. But what the court did rule is that I could have indirect contact with my son because my ex-partner used the abuse card, but there was no evidence to support this, but the courts have to take the child's protection.
Paul, let him speak.
Joe,
this isn't about you, mate. This is about Joe. Let him speak. Paul! This is not about you. Let him speak. Joe, that must be really tough for you not being able to... How many kids have you got, Joe?
I've got one with my ex-partner and I have a daughter of my own new partner.
It must be very tough. I can't... You know, as I say, I've got two boys. I can't even begin to imagine what that's like.
It's difficult for me on birthdays and Christmas, but what upsets me the most is that my daughter has a brother that she can't see because of my ex-partner. So that's what upsets me the most. My feelings aside, my daughter misses out as well.
Mm. Joe, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you, mate.
No, thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much. Half an hour later, he finally ended not only his point... But the actual show. Paul, you got 20 seconds. Paul, the last 20 seconds is yours, and I've got to end the show.
I don't want to fall out. I just want to say that there's a very, very serious side to this. All joking aside...
I've not been joking once, Paul. You've got 15 seconds, and I've got to end the show.
There's fathers out there who are not seeing their children, and most of them have not done anything wrong. They've just been ousted from their children's lives. The courts need changing, and they...
You've got 10 seconds, and I've got to end the show, and that's not me cutting you off. I've got to do it, because the next guy's coming in.
You can't go on all day, can you?
Well, I could if I had enough time. Hey, Kath, do you want to do this next one?
No.
Go on, Kath. Go on, Kath.
No.
Go on. Look, if it's good enough for you, just do it.
No.
Why?
Just do it.
Why not?
things took a dodgy turn this week.
But do it... No, come on. The instruction that was given to what's your name, sorry?
Matt.
Yeah, the instruction that was given to Matt was do it like you mean it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Dodgy.
No.
Absolute crud.
Just read it with passion. You're supposed to be a performer. Let's hear you perform.
Things took a dodgy turn this week, and when we say dodgy, we mean, well, dodgy. You've got one dodgy song that I hate, and you made me have it repeatedly. I'm not happy about it.
Hey, Kath!
Yes?
You asked me earlier on for a George Harrison song that you'd heard me play. Yeah. You didn't know what it was. Yeah. Would you like to introduce it? As a little treat to you today, because I was a little bit rude, and I posted a picture of Mel and Sue on Twitter, and I said my good friends Kelly Betts and Catherine Boyle were a good see on telly. It was a little bit rude. You genuinely were offended.
No, I'm not offended.
You did the mock offence. You did the mock offence.
Yeah, and then I started Googling Steptoe and Son to try and pony you back, but then I thought, you know what, it's not worth it.
Just that you're calling it pony shit means you're upset.
I really liked that you said that we were your good friends.
That was a lie. So, Catherine, introduce George Harrison, What Is Life, as my little apology to you.
This is going to be Hey Fatty Bum Bum.
No, it's not! I promise you it's not!
You're the one for me, Fatty.
Oh, it's nothing. There's nothing rude about it.
Is there a song called Specky Four Eyes, Boy's Hair?
A Specky Four Eyes, a Boy's Hair. A Specky Four Eyes, a Boy's Hair. A Specky Four Eyes, a Boy's Hair.
And that, my friends, was Specky Four Eyes, Boy's Hair.
Now, go on, introduce it, we'll do it.
Here's a song that I heard him play on a different radio station. I thought it was quite good. Oh, no, I hate
dodgy.
This song.
Dodgy? You like dodgy?
No, I hate this
you
song.
You like dodgy?
I hate this song.
Kath likes dodgy. Oh, you like dodgy? Oh, no. Kath loves dodgy.
If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for two, it's what I want to be. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. It's good. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for two, it's what I want to be. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for two, it's what I want to be.
Break it down. Do 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 do. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for two. It's right. All the ladies!
It's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for two, it's right.
All those on medication!
Across beds, hearts and bucks.
This is Ian Lee.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Don't know what the name of that song was. We'll try and find it out for you later on in the show. We got talking about Mark Ruffalo. Oh, he can ruffle Milo anytime. He can ruffle me high and ruffle me low.
And when he's finished with you, can you pass him over?
Oh, I came up with the best film idea ever. It's the Mark Ruffalo story. Don't be silly. Everyone knows there's no such thing as a Mark Ruffalo. You get that?
Yeah. Didn't you know?
So, didn't you know? It's a joke for mums and dads. Boys
he
and
has,
girls.
He has beautiful teeth.
And ladles and jelly spoons. Please would you welcome to the stage Mr. Mark Ruffalo. Mark, what was that film that you were in about magic? Now you see me, now you don't.
Oh, I would see you.
I thought it was called She's Got Females. Working for her.
Anyway.
So I
was it good
it.
Then?
No, it's rubbish. But I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. It's a little bit of fantasy for just under 2 hours.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo. Mark Radcliffe and Mark Ruffalo together. All explosive! Radcliffe and Ruffalo on the road. In search of the Gruffalo and the Gradcliffe.
Call in.
Radcliffe! Oh, flipping heck. Radcliffe, Ruffalo and Radcliffe. It's a detective agency starring Mark Radcliffe, Mark Ruffalo and Paula Radcliffe. One is knows if the crime is around music, one knows about it. If the crime is around movies or America, that's their specialist subject. And if the specialist subject is running or doing a poo in the street, that's Paula Radcliffe's. Together, they can solve music-based American pooing crimes.
I would watch that.
Anyway, so, this movie, this groovy movie, can we not...
Oh, I made myself laugh with that. Here's what happened when I spoke to a man with beef. Yeah, Bedfordshire police have spent more than £23,000 on policing an EDL protest in Luton, where only 12 protesters turned up. That's the extra money they would have spent on policing an average day in the town. Well, the protest on New Year's Eve was in response to an Islamic conference that was being staged in the town. Your thoughts, please. Good use of money or a waste of money? Let's talk to Dr. Sean Gabb, who's the director of the Libertarian Alliance. Morning, Sean.
Good morning.
One of the great things about this country is that anybody is allowed to organise a protest.
Well, yes, as long as the police say yes to it. However, I hold no candle for the EDL, and I'm not that committed to the abstract idea of the right to demonstrate in the streets. However, I suspect that the BBC has made this request for information less out of concern for the taxpayers' money than simply as part of its rather leftist political views.
What do you mean by that, Sean?
Well, if this had been an Islamic demonstration, if it had been a demonstration by a gay group or by anti-fascist action, would the BBC have made a freedom of information request to see how much the policing cost in that?
If 12 people had turned up and there had been several police beforehand, yes, of course, would have been. And you're aware, Sean, that we are based in Luton, which is sadly the home of the EDL.
Yes, indeed. But are you complaining about the misuse of the taxpayers' money by the police, who quite plainly got it wrong? Or are you suggesting that groups like the EDL should be made to pay for the cost of demonstrating?
Not suggesting either of those things, Sean.
What are you suggesting?
Not suggesting anything. I'm asking the question, is it a good use of money or not? I think it probably was a good use of money.
I can't comment on whether the police made a mistake.
I'm not saying they've made a mistake.
Ask your question again.
Go on then.
No, ask your question again.
Well, look, you asked me one and I answered it. This is from my point of view. I don't know why this research was done by the BBC. I'm assuming it's because it's a local story, and only 12 people turned up. I think it's quite a good use of money.
I can't comment on whether it was a good use of money. I suspect.
Do you think it was a good use of money? You can comment on that. Do you think it was a good use of money or not?
In retrospect, no, it wasn't. The police made a mistake.
Could have gone the other way, though, couldn't it? There could have been loads of people and three coppers, and then we'd be saying, ooh, those coppers.
It could. What interests me more, however, is the subtext of the story, which is that groups like the EDL should be made to pay the cost of policing their public events.
Where have you got that subtext from?
I suspect it to be the case from my knowledge of how the BBC behaves.
Isn't it funny, the presumptions and the prejudices that we have and how often they are proven wrong? Because that's not the subtext of this story at all, Sean. That's what you've brought to this story yourself. You've brought your prejudices against the BBC. Can I suggest you put those
BBC
to one side?
The BBC is a biased leftist organisation and its actions must be seen in the light of the past half century.
You are completely wrong. That may be the BBC, you're completely wrong in this story.
Yes, but you would say that.
I'm part of the media conspiracy.
No, you're not part of the media conspiracy. Right. A conspiracy doesn't have to be a conspiracy when it's wide open.
Okay, but Sean, I would say that because in this case, what you're saying is complete and utter... Well, it's balls, mate, because I would say it because there is no evidence this morning of us saying that the EDL should pay it back. You're the first person to raise that question.
You don't have to say it. It's quite obviously the case. Why did the BBC make this subject access request for the EDL?
Hang on, Catherine, who made the request? Was it us here?
Yes.
Okay, because they're from Luton, Sean. We are based in Luton. The EDL are based in Luton. We are based in Luton. We have an intrinsic relationship, unfortunately, with the EDL. So that's
sorry, why.
Why
is it? No, no, wait. I say I carry no candle for the EDL, but why do you say unfortunately? You are supposed to be a neutral news reporter.
Sean,
you are stating a political opinion.
Sean, do you know what? I'm not a reporter. I'm just a bloke. And yeah, I don't.
You're employed by the BBC, which is supposed to be a neutral.
I know. And isn't it blowing your mind that I'm saying I don't like the EDL and I hate covering stories about them? Now get your prejudices out of your backside.
No. Supposing you were to say on air, I hate and despise gay groups, or I hate and despise the Labour Party.
I don't hate gays. I don't hate any. I hate racists, sure. I hate racists.
You have a duty.
No, I don't, mate.
You have a duty to make a
neutral
report of the news. Otherwise...
But sure, we were doing a neutral report, and then you come on and said we weren't doing a neutral report, that we were doing leftist propaganda.
Well,
make your mind up!
You are. You're
make your mind up, Sean!
I have made my mind up.
I know you have, and I wish that you would come on without your horrible prejudices.
But you've just stated your own prejudice.
Yeah, I don't like the EDL. I don't like the EDL. I think they're a horrible bunch of idiots, and I'd rather not do stories about them.
And if you said that about an Islamic group or a gay group or the Labour Party, you'd be in someone's office in a couple.
No, I wouldn't. I tell you what, if there was a fascist gay group, I would hate them. If there was a fascist Islamic group, do you know what? I'd hate them as well.
I see. So you, as a BBC employee...
Oh, here we go.
...can state your political opinions on air so long as they are political opinions favourable to the established
board. Sean, the story... I don't know. Listen, if you want to come on one day and have your beef out about the BBC, you're more than welcome to.
Do you
want to talk... No, Sean, the point
you're
is...
You're accusing me of stating a prejudice.
Well, Sean, you did.
With every breath.
You did, Sean. Listen, if you want to... Do you want to talk about this story or do you want to go and have a cup of tea?
I'm doing both at the moment. The point is that you sound like a leftist propaganda.
Sean,
the
point is you sound like a bloody idiot. Sean, listen, I'm going to leave it there, mate.
I thought you would, yes. I'm grateful that you let me go on this long, but the point is...
All right, why is everyone's beef this week? Why is everyone being a complete and utter idiot? Sean, say what you want to say. Go on.
A leftist propagandist organisation. And you confirm it with every breath, I'm sorry.
Sean, listen, if I'm a leftist... What's leftist about not liking racists? That's not leftist. That's just, like, humanist, isn't it?
But the EDL claims, and again, I carry no candle for it, not to be racist.
Yeah, but Sean, racists often do. Sean, you're wrong on this, and I'm going to come back, actually. But no, I'm going to come back. It is not leftist to not like racists. Whether they say they're racist or not, that's not leftist, that's humanist. So I'm sorry, sir, I'm not taking that criticism.
The point is that the EDL, and I carry no candle for it...
You keep saying that, Sean. You're repeating yourself.
The thing about the EDL is that it's disliked by the established political parties.
No, Sean. No, Sean, you're not listening. You've got all these prejudices. You don't like the BBC, yet you're more than happy to come on and spout your nonsense. But it is not leftist to not agree with racism. Well, I don't understand why you can't grasp that basic tenet.
But can't you grasp the EDL's claim, which may or may not be true, that it's not racist?
I can grasp their claim, and it's not true. It's not true.
You are taking sides in a political debate.
Yes, I am taking sides. No, it's not a political debate. It's a racist debate. It's racism versus humanism. And I'm taking the humanist side, Sean. It's political in your eyes, and that's great. Well done. It's not political in my eyes at all.
Well, the point is that when you are spouting the established order's line, of course you can claim it's not political.
Oh, Sean, listen, great talking to you. Bye-bye.
Do you want to introduce your...
Yes.
No, look at the pictures that are called words.
Right.
There are no words.
There are no words to this, so I'm just going to ablib. Took it to the street.
He's going to do what?
Going
to ablib.
Pardon?
You're going to what?
Ablib.
Again?
Ablib.
Spell it.
Ablib. This is not like Duncan Bannintine, is it? What? Wait, am I missing something?
What are you going to do?
Ablib.
And what does it mean?
It just means ablib. Just say it. Just make it up. There's no words there. Just make it up.
You're going to do what?
Going to ablib.
Spell it.
I'm going to A-B-L-I-B, ablib.
Okay. What was the name of that dragon again?
Duncan Bannintine. I don't get it. I'm just going to ablib. That is a saying. It's in the Oxford Dictionary.
I'm really holding in a wee.
Say again.
Ablib.
Okay. Well, you ablib it, mate.
And let's see how that ab-libbing goes.
Here's some ab-libbing. Welcome live to the... This is... Oh, you mean like on Have I Got News... not Have I Got News For You. Whose line is it anyway?
No.
They ab-lib?
Yeah, well...
They're ab-libbing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, great. Yeah, ab-libbers. Yeah, I get it now. Yeah. Okay, you start ab-libbing then, brother.
Right, so yeah, we asked some people on the streets, who do they prefer, Batman or...
No, you didn't ask them that.
I did.
You didn't ask them that.
Who'd win in a fight, Matt? Who'd win in a fight?
Who would win in a fight, Batman or Superman? Here's what they said.
Great ab-libber, mate.
He was the best.
You are such a good ab-libber.
It's like totally improvised.
What? Ab-lib is a word I don't understand. Who would win in a fight, Batman or Superman?
Well, personally, I prefer Batman, but as a character. But Superman definitely has more abilities. Batman can't shoot lasers out of his eyes, for example.
But Superman wears like a stupid costume, doesn't he? Like that blue spandex. It's ridiculous. You can't have a man in blue spandex, can you?
Well, like I said, I prefer Batman, but in a fight, if you compare the stats, Batman has absolutely no superpowers. He's just a very good fighter.
If there was a fight between Batman and Superman, who would come out on top?
I'm not sure because I'm a fan of Iron Man.
You what?
I'm the fan, supporter of Iron Man.
Oh, you like Iron Man?
Yeah.
All right, so you're not keen on Batman or Robin?
No.
Why do you like Iron Man?
I don't know. I'm not interested in graphic novels, stuff like that.
So if it was Iron Man who was having a fight with Batman, who would win?
Batman.
Right, and if it was Iron Man versus Superman, who would win?
I haven't got an idea. Okay, mate, I must go.
If there was a fight between Batman or Superman, who would come out on top?
Superman.
Why Superman?
Because Batman doesn't have any power with him. Superman has a power, and he's from another planet, yeah? I like the costume, and I don't like the costume of Batman.
Why like, not?
I don't like bats.
What you got against bats?
Yeah, I don't like bats.
What you got against bats?
It's weird.
What you got against bats?
Huh?
What you got against bats?
No comments. No comments.
What you got against bats?
Huh?
What you got against bats? What you got against bats?
What to say? It's the most weird thing, flying object I have ever seen.
What you got against bats?
You want me to explain it?
Yeah.
Because they can see.
Here's some stuff from Friday's show.
BC's Three Counties Radio.
Now, you are looking thin, aren't you? You're losing weight.
Going to the gym, and I'm not eating. Those two things combined.
Right.
Got something for you. You got your headphones on?
Yes.
Are they working?
Yeah.
Have a listen to this. You got a dog, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I heard your Barbara Woodhouse earlier.
And stay now, listen. Exercise.
Oh. Okay.
The next exercise is to teach your dog to sit.
Yeah.
And to remain sitting when you leave him.
Now, this one may not involve the choke chain she was talking
but
about earlier on.
Sitting is a tiring position for a dog.
Very tiring.
Therefore, he should not be made to sit and stay for longer than 2 minutes.
I hope you've got that.
Right.
If required to stay longer than that, put him into the down.
Yeah, listen, this is the talk of the choke chain. Listen to this. This is great. This is proper dog training.
The correct use of the choke chain and lead.
This is track two.
The first lessons in obedience must be to teach your dog to sit and to walk to heel without pulling on the lead.
Yes.
To teach this kindly, you will need a wide-linked choke chain that slips easily over the dog's head, with about 2 inches of chain to spare at the running end when on the dog's neck.
Isn't that... Your hippie nonsense of, you know, whatever it is you do. I don't know even what you do. You want a choke chain. The second method for putting a dog into the down position, right? So she's got the dog next to her. She stood next to it, OK?
She's going
to
wrestle it, isn't she?
No. First, place your left foot over the lead, and then you stand on the choke chain and pull the dog down. Look at that! That's brilliant!
Well,
if you want to... Who's the fella that teaches you and your dog?
Mick Martin.
If you want to borrow... I know he's not a fan of mine, so I won't speak to him, but if you want to borrow this and let him...
Doesn't he like you?
I was rude about him.
He does like you. That's how he talks to everyone.
I was rude about him on a TV show once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he came on here and he said, I just want to say, that programme you did 8 years ago, where he was 8 years... Oh, flipping it.
Right.
But if you want to borrow that, or I can tape it for you if you've not got a record player, you can play it on the tape machine.
Mind you, do you know how to train my puppy to go down? I...
Got the police coming on next. Steady. Does it involve your special gravy?
Okay, all right, thanks.
I had to just sit on the living room floor and make a kind of a tunnel under my legs.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
And force her to go under my legs. And
who are we talking about now?
Again, I've got a copper coming on next, so just, you know.
But it worked.
Well, yeah.
If I say down now, she drops down on all fours.
She's worried about the tunnel.
Anything but the tunnel.
Across beds, hearts and bucks.
This is Ian Lee.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Okay, I think we're focused enough that we can attempt a nice straight read of what's actually quite a serious topic.
Yes, it is. Coming up on the big phone in this morning at 9, do you agree with the Pope that it's okay to smack children but not round the face?
You're right, Kath.
I heard Catherine roar with laughter through the work. There's about 14 layers of glass between us.
Oh my goodness.
No, look, I'm not making this up.
Bob Marley would have been 70 years old today.
Oh, Bob.
Well, no, don't worry, he's come back.
I nearly went to his house once.
Why? Did he invite you?
I was in Jamaica.
No, she went around the court. Yeah.
And we were going to go to his house, but we didn't.
OK, great. Well, he's back, but on a hob. Hob Marley. Reggae star's face on cooker.
So someone needs to clean the cooker, and then now they're taking pictures
Bob
of it.
Bob Marley's image appears burnt onto a cooker gas ring. Catherine is coming to have a look.
That looks like gravy.
Where else could
they
you put him?
The late reggae star, born 70 years ago today, was spotted by a pub chef as his music played.
Oh.
Fan Gary Houston of Market Harborough said, it's a sign.
It's a sign you need to tidy up.
It's a sign. Oh, and they've done the top
that's
10.
That's health and safety.
Where
that.
Else could you put him that rhymes with Bob?
They've done the top 10, I nearly said it as well, the top 10, his hot hits. They've done this thing where they do top 10 spoofs of his song, and they're all served with reggae sauce, of course.
Of course.
Number 10 is this loaf. Number 9, now number 9, they didn't need to do this because We're Jamming is about food anyway.
Yeah.
But they put We're Spamming. Mm. 8, Grating in Vain. Mm. Mm. This is a good one. Number 7, Gas Mark One Love. That's a good one. 6 is not a good one. Get Up, Panned Up. Huh? Number 5...
No hummus, no cry.
That's a bit... That bit no. Work. Number 5, Buffalo Smolder.
No.
Buffalo Wing Soldier.
This is a good one, yeah. Number 4, Could You Be Lard? This is a good one. Number 3, I Hot Pot the Sheriff. No? Number 2, Stir It Up.
That's already what it's called.
And number 1, No Woman, No Fry.
Oh.
They're all served, of course, with reggae sauce. I don't get Bob Marley. I think he's rubbish. I think he's rubbish, and I've really tried with Bob Marley, just like Bob Dylan, all the great Bobs.
I think he was handsome. Maybe that's part of the allure.
I don't like reggae. It's that fat
bass.
You
love it.
That's cricket. Oh, no. It's too slow, and I know it's slow because, hey, man, but
too hot.
It's too hot, it's too slow, and that bass is too pH at fat.
I like a fat bass.
It's rubbish. So maybe we'll send Lockers out after 8
Do you like reggae?
Do you like reggae? Or do you love it? I've never got it. I find it so tedious, and Marley is by farly the worst.
How do you feel about Calypso?
Well, Calypso's great. What a lot of fun that is.
Fun times.
They're having fun. They're upbeat.
Soca?
I prefer rugby.
Oh.
Do it again.
Soca?
It wasn't me, Your Honour. I don't even own a water pistol.
How do you pronounce your surname?
Soca? Soca. I don't know what soca is. That's like Brazilian style, is it?
No.
What is it?
It's more Caribbean stuff.
Oh.
Carnival time. Is it dancing good times music?
Carnival.
Where do you stand on reggaeton?
On its throat. Lockers, put some headphones on, mate. Got a little mission for you after 8 o'clock.
Oh,
How can you not like reggae?
It's rubbish, mate.
I love reggae.
Well, this is the one I want to send you out on after.
I love reggae, Don Penn. No.
Give us
no,
a little bit of reggae.
No.
Go on.
Oh. You don't love me, and I know now. Shakalay, la la la. No, no, no. We're jamming, we're jamming, oh. We're jamming.
It's the remix.
We're jamming. Do, 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 do. I wanna love you and treat you right.
You're listening to some music this morning. Yeah, Where do you stand on reggae music?
I like reggae music, man. It has changed so much, you know, like, now we've got like Sean Paul, you know, like back in the days, we got like Bob Marley and, you know, them 80s, them classic. Now it's changed so much now, you know, and it's quite cool now, you know, it's still going. It's still
I
going
like you because Ian Lee in the studio, He doesn't like reggae music, he thinks it's rubbish.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, it depends.
Oh, you're being too nice. Hello, what's your favourite? Wait a minute.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, not so bad.
Where are you from?
BBC Three Counties
How's
Radio.
How's it going, brother?
Yes. It's going okay.
Yeah.
BBC competition.
You're slightly scaring me. You've just kind of come up to me. All right.
We're only messing.
All right. Thank you very much. You're only messing. Okay. Right. So they've gone now. Right. Here's. Yeah. So what song do you want then?
Jimmy Cliff. I don't know.
This is a nice one.
Yeah. You can get it if you really want, right?
Do you want to sing along with me? Here we go.
You can get it if you really want.
Is anyone filming this?
You can get it if you really want.
I don't look like an idiot right now.
You can get it if you really want.
Oh, I have
and
to go
you
now,
just
mate.
Try.
I have to go, yeah.
And try. And try. Da 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 da. Ba 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 ba.
Let's stop this. I'm playing some reggae tunes on the streets this morning. Have you got a reggae tune that I can play for you?
Three Little Birds.
Bob Marley. Here we go,
don't
then.
Don't worry.
Just for you this morning.
Don't worry about a thing.
Wait a minute. This is a build-up, right?
Yes.
After three. One, two, three.
Worry about a thing. Every little thing and be all right.
Why do you like this song? What does it mean to you?
It means hope, you know, even though, you know, things may not go in the way you want it to go at the time, but, you know, just giving you some hope that you don't worry, every little things will work themselves out.
Are things not going well for you in your life?
Not great at the moment, you know, but I still hope. I have some hope, yeah.
Let's carry on singing.
Everything. Every little thing. It's gonna be all right.
On Fridays, we invite people to come in to the studio between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, including you, if you want. Here's what happened this Friday.
The stand exercise. Many people complain that in the show ring, their dog will sit all the time after being obedience trained. This is quite unnecessary. It is just as easy to teach a dog to stand as it is to sit. This is how it is done. Place your dog at the sit in front of you. Hold the lead in your right hand. Go backwards to the full extent of the lead and give the dog the command, Peter, stand.
Call 08459 455 555.
BBC Three Counties.
Why
Radio.
Is her dog called Peter? Who's going to call a dog Peter, for goodness sakes? You all right, Boyle?
Yeah.
Hey, you sat opposite me.
Hi.
This is like proper news broadcasting.
I know.
And so now to Catherine Boyle for the latest on the travel, because that's how the dynamic would work. I would do the, there's been a murder, there's been a bomb, and now over to Catherine to see how that bomb is affecting the travel.
Thanks.
So, and that's how the dynamic would work.
Or kittens, I'd get the kitten stories.
Yeah, you'd get all of that nonsense.
And babies.
And I think maybe we should go down that line just a little bit more. I think that this is relationship is developing in too much into an equal relationship, yeah. And it makes the listener uncomfortable.
What we should do is you start the introductions, and I'll do the next sentence.
Okay.
And then you do it.
Okay.
And then you say something funny, and I laugh.
Perfect. That sounds great. And you could bring in cakes on a Friday.
Let's call it the One Show.
Now, on 7:30 on Fridays, we try and do something a little bit different. We're going to do it. We're going to do it for a few weeks and kind of see how we get on, and we'll have a little, because there's a nugget there.
Yeah.
We've not quite got it right yet. There's a nugget there. Basically, if you're driving past now, between now and 8 o'clock, you've got 25 minutes. 1 Hastings Street in Luton. You just knock on the door and Matt will come and let you in, won't you, Matt?
I will indeed.
Matt's over there. I'm going to stand up so I can see Matt. And you just pop in and you come and hang out and have a chat with us.
You don't have to be selling anything. You don't have to bring any instruments.
No.
Don't bring any food unless it's in sealed containers.
Yep.
Nothing made by your children. But apart from that, welcome.
Bring your kids.
Bring them.
We had an email yesterday from a woman called Lily who was going to bring her little girl in to talk about ice skating.
We want
to
hear that.
I want to hear that story. Bring your kids, bring your pets, bring your nan.
We had 3 dogs last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, didn't we? We got Dave today. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Dave has given me... He's brought in a CV.
Oh!
Prep. There's nothing like prep.
Yeah, there's nothing... We'll go through that in a minute and we're going to tear this apart. We're going to tear this apart. What happened with Elton John?
Oh, we used to run a nightclub in Bedford called Sweetings. I don't know if it's still there.
Sweetings.
Opposite the Riviera Lights, it was.
Beautiful. Very classy location. Very classy name for a nightclub.
They had the ground floor club, which was your normal run-of-the-mill DJ, but they had a cabaret club upstairs, yeah. And it wouldn't get any money. And I said to them, let's pull a stunt.
Uh-oh.
So for a week, we advertised Superstar at the club to open it up. We hired a Rolls Royce, a wedding Rolls Royce.
Yes.
We found a Stars in Their Eyes lookalike done Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
And we put the roll around the corner, but we didn't tell the police, and we put false number plates on it, EJ1. Drove it down the high street of Bedford and pulled up outside the club.
Yeah.
He went in, come out. Next thing I know, there's 2 police officers there. Car with no false number plates on.
Yeah, you can't. Well, hang on a minute.
Well, I thought it'd be false advertising.
Yeah. So that's what you got done for, the false number plates?
We got a serious ticking off for it.
You should have been banged up. That's a ridiculous. But did anyone fall for it? Did anyone go?
It was packed. It was absolutely packed.
Oh, those tragic videos you see on the news or on YouTube of when there's like someone sets fire to a nightclub and people are desperately trying to escape. I can imagine a similar scene, people desperately trying to find you and kill you.
It got close.
But did people get annoyed?
No, it was fine because they didn't realise until about 3 weeks after.
Oh, they didn't even know!
They thought it was the real Elton John. But then we done a George Michael one the following week.
And he was rubbish.
He was good as well.
Yeah.
But then the following week we blew it. We put Tina Turner in there. And I'd realised that she was playing Wembley that night.
Can we let Matt have the last word?
Yeah, go on then, Matt.
Do you want to ablib?
That's ridiculous. It's ablib. It's a word. That's all I'm saying.
Just one word.
No, so 2 words. I'm saying it's 2 words.
Okay, you spell
ab.
It.
And then lib.
Ab.
Is it ab lib? Have I missed it?
Can you just do the outro?
The outro? That was a podcast. Thanks for listening. Yeah, good.
You happy with that, Kels? I mean, say happy. Are you...
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Next time I think we should write it down.
Yeah, I can't ab lib.
Next time.
Thanks for listening to this free download from BBC Three Counties Radio, your local radio station for Beds, Hearts and Bucks on FM, AM, digital radio and online at bbc.co.uk/threecounties.